Non-victims can be affected harshly by mass shootings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Arash Javanbacht, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences at the Wayne State University School of Medicine, determines that even those not hit can become afflicted.
Mass shootings affect a wide range of people, including witnesses, first responders, and those exposed to the news. The immediate survivors may experience a range of problems from survivor's guilt to full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder with anxiety, avoiding reminders of trauma, emotional numbness, hypervigilance, intrusive trauma memories, nightmares, and flashbacks. Full-blown PTSD affects up to one-third of the survivors. Debilitating depression occurs in up to 80% of people with PTSD. PTSD can improve by itself, but many need treatment. Effective treatments include psychotherapy and medications. In children, exposure to such horrific experiences or related news can fundamentally affect the way they perceive the world as a safe place and how much they can rely on the adults and society to protect them. They can carry this worldview for the rest of their lives and transfer it to their own children. PTSD can also develop via exposure to others' trauma. People exposed to mass shootings may see dead bodies, injured people in agony, hear extremely loud noises, and experience chaos and terror. While victims try to run away from an active shooter, the police, firefighters, and paramedics rush into the danger zone. First responders face threats to themselves and others and terrible bloody post-shooting scenes too frequently. PTSD is reported in up to 20% of first responders to mass violence. Exposure to the news may also cause distress and anxiety. Every time there is a mass shooting in a new place, people learn that kind of place is now on the not very safe list.
That was Arash Javanbacht of the Wayne State University School of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.